Alright, so now that we're all chill and we're a little bit more limber, let's go back to the world of Pony. That was Remedy by Avionics, by the way. Check them out on SoundCloud. They're really, really good, and none of their songs, this is one thing they've got going for them, none of their songs sound like the others. They don't really have like a calling card style. Every song is just its own little experimental treat. It's just a treat to listen to. This is really refreshing for me because, you know, you hear a lot of people who just like every song, you're like, oh, I can tell that's a blah, blah, blah song from a mile away. And so whenever there's somebody who completely breaks that mold, I really like it. So mad props to them. All right, so back into the world of Pony, but we're going to go a little bit non-Pony tangential here. So bear with me because I have got to air out the world's dumbest conspiracy theory. Now, this is hilarious. It's not really stupid. It's just really, really funny. Silvahound just came out with a song not too long ago. It's called Cool Friends, and I'm going to play it here so that everybody can hear it. It's not technically a Pony song, although it's made by a person who's from the Pony community, but it bears a strong resemblance in its chorus to the Sesame Street theme song. And that's the newest conspiracy theory. So let me play Cool Friends here by Silvahound first, so you can get a feel for what I'm talking about.